Rapid fire. It is the Congress that has the constitutionally mandated responsibility to pass a budget. It is the President who has the constitutionally mandated responsibility to sign a budget. And it is the American Legion's constitutionally protected right to raise heck when they don't. National Commander Dan Seehafer, addressing the American Legion National Executive Committee during fall meetings in Indianapolis in October. In his opening remarks, Seehafer spoke at length about the narrowly averted government shutdown at the end of September and re-emphasized the Legion's commitment to legislation that would ensure service members, including the Coast Guard, would be paid even should a shutdown happen. Department of Latin America. As approved by the NEC, the American Legion Department of Mexico is now the Department of Latin America. According to Resolution 16, the Department of Mexico has developed American Legion posts in the sovereign countries of Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Colombia, Ecuador, and Argentina, which identify themselves as Latin America. The name change is expected to enhance recruitment and post-establishment efforts by tapping into that regional identity. 1 in 3. Proportion of the 570,000 approved PACT Act-related claims filed through the middle of September out of more than 1 million that have come back with 0% ratings. $238,750. Amount in Samsung American Legion scholarships awarded for 2023 to 91 scholarship recipients who attended the 2023 Boys State or Girls State sessions. Selected resolutions of the fall meetings. National Security. 1. Urges assessment, modernization of North American Aerospace Defense Command. Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation. Urges DOD to ensure departments can remain on their sponsors' TRICARE insurance until age 26 at no additional cost, akin to provisions granted to young adults under the Affordable Care Act. 5. Urges Congress to pass legislation funding continued research of emerging therapies for veteran health. 6. Urges Congress to mandate that separating service members utilizing DOD mental health services or who are in need of additional support post-transition are made eligible to use VHA behavioral and mental health services for up to 12 months from their date of separation. 7. Urges Congress to closely oversee the VA Mission Act to ensure it is implemented in an open and transparent manner, and that the VHA remains at the center of care of the nation's veterans. 8. Demands that VBA and VHA retroactively reopen all compensation or benefit claims that were closed, denied, or neglected due to lack of accurate contact information. Encourages posts to host VA SAVE training classes. 10. Opposes claims reviews by private companies. Veterans Employment and Education. 13. Urges Congress to direct all federal executive branch agencies involved in the Transition Assistance Program, TAP, to establish a private-public partnership to create a transition app to equip active duty service members and veterans with information on resources and benefits available to them. 14. Urges Congress to increase funding to the Armed Forces Retirement Home to ensure its existence and growth. See all 25 resolutions at archive.legion.org. A Wreath for Every Veteran. Caption: American Legion family members place wreaths at Oak Grove Cemetery in Hillsdale, Michigan. End of caption. Every December for more than 3 decades, American Legion family members have gathered with others in communities nationwide to remember our fallen U.S. veterans, honor those who serve, and teach children the value of freedom by placing wreaths on veterans' graves. December 16th will mark the 31st National Wreaths Across America, WAA Day. Annually, more than 2 million wreaths are placed at some 4,000 locations in the United States and around the world, honoring veterans buried at those grave sites. This year's theme is Serve and Succeed. American Legion family members have long supported WAA events throughout the country, participating in community events and even leading local efforts. Some, like Wisconsin's American Legion riders, have sponsored WAA wreath layings for years. Since 2012, riders from District 8 have coordinated efforts to place wreaths at the Central Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in King. And since 2018, they have raised enough funds to purchase wreaths for every grave there, more than 7,200. American Legion riders Ray and Evelyn McSherry serve as local coordinators for the event. Both members of the Palmer Ritchie Thomas Post 153 Legion family, the pair call achieving a wreath for every gravesite a dream come true. In South Carolina, Jesse C. Lynch Memorial American Legion Post 71 in North Augusta started its first Wreaths Across America event by placing 200 wreaths at one cemetery. But last year, the post was part of a much larger collaborative effort that placed more than 4,000 wreaths at 38 cemeteries. Post 71 sponsored three of those cemeteries. "Getting the community involved kind of gets you in the chest," says Ralph Wainwright, past commander of Post 71. "To see all the people in the community come out and support this program really makes you feel good. It's really rewarding." After moving from Toledo, Ohio to Hillsdale, Michigan, Greg and Diane Paul decided to bring WAA to their new city. After learning that no one there was familiar with the event, they began raising funds, enough to place more than 1,000 wreaths at two local cemeteries last December. A member of Lear A. Wright American Legion Post 53 in Hillsdale, Greg says Wreaths Across America events are a way to teach local youth about the sacrifice involved with military service. "It matters to me," he says. "I'm a veteran. 11 years in the Air Force. It matters to me how we teach our children why we're here, how we got here. I think our kids don't know what freedom is. It's a given that this is just what it is." American Legion posts and Legion family members participating in WAA events are encouraged to share their wreath-laying stories at legiontown.org. Stephen B. Brooks. Learn more about WAA and get involved. WreathsAcrossAmerica.org. U.S. Army soldiers assigned to Alpha Company, 87th Division Sustainment Support Battalion, 3rd Division Sustainment Brigade, 3rd Infantry Division, board a plane for deployment to the Middle East at Hunter Army Airfield in Georgia on March 24th. Where's the outrage? Where's the revulsion? Where's the rejection? Where's the explicit condemnation of these horrors? We must affirm the right of any nation to defend itself and to prevent such harm from repeating itself. No member of this council, no nation in this entire body could or would tolerate the slaughter of its people. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, addressing a UN Security Council session on October 24th. Blinken shared graphic accounts of Hamas militants murdering Israeli children and civilians in a surprise attack October 7th. More than 1,400 were killed, including at least 31 U.S. citizens. The Hamas-run health ministry says that more than 4,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli strikes on Gaza. The United States put forward a resolution voicing sympathy for Israeli and Palestinian casualties and defending the inherent right of all states to individual and collective self-defense while complying with obligations under international law. We see a prospect for much more significant escalation against U.S. forces and personnel in the near term. And let's be clear about it. The road leads back to Iran. A senior defense official speaking to Pentagon reporters on the increase in attacks on U.S. military locations in the Middle East since the Israel-Hamas war began in October. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered new air defenses to the region to safeguard troops, including a Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, THAAD, system. The United States has also sent warships and fighter aircraft, including two aircraft carriers, to try to deter Iran and Iran-backed groups. The Job Front by Wendy S. Enelow. Career storytelling as an interview strategy. Storytelling is one of the best ways to strengthen your interview performance. Shape the details of your career into interesting stories that communicate who you are and what you offer as they relate directly to the position. Stories are easy to remember. In turn, interviewers remember you. There are three critical steps to career storytelling. Prepare. Before every interview, closely review the job posting to determine key responsibilities of the position. Use that information to identify 2 to 4 of your top accomplishments, contributions, projects, commendations, and more that demonstrate your proficiency and success in those functions. Write out your stories so you can practice them before each interview. Use a story structure. Your stories should have 3 key components: the work situation, challenge or project, what you were responsible for and how well you did it, and the results you delivered. Here's a brief example from a job seeker who was asked if he had any experience in controlling engineering costs. Rather than a quick yes, he responded with a story. When I arrived, they were plagued with huge engineering cost overrides. My team and I conducted an extensive root cause analysis, identified problem areas, implemented new technology, and rebuilt the engineering workforce. This effort resulted in a 22% cost reduction in year one, with an additional 8% in year two. Be succinct. Your career stories must be short and to the point. Reread the example above and you'll see it's only 3 sentences. Write your stories down and then edit ruthlessly, multiple times if necessary. Keep your interviewer engaged with a quick, not fast, pace and many engaging stories. A good story inspires action, which in this situation is either an invitation for a second interview or even a job offer. Once you have the job, continue to use storytelling to demonstrate your value during performance reviews and when being considered for promotions. Also, storytelling is just as valuable when writing your resume, LinkedIn profile, and other career documents. Brevity is critical because of space limitations, but that doesn't lessen the power of your stories. Wendy Enelow is co-author of Modernize Your Resume, Get Noticed, Get Hired, and other titles. Wendy at wendyenelow.com. According to the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, 60% of the complaints it receives are related to unwanted calls. FCC statistics reveal that Americans receive some 2.4 billion of these robocalls per month. My GI Bill, Veterans and Education by Valerie Vigil. Active duty orders while enrolled. Question: I attended a Nebraska cosmetology school that provides training and education in beauty and personal care services. I received my post 9/11 GI Bill education benefits for this course of study. Recently, I learned that my Army National Guard unit has been ordered to active duty for 6 months for an overseas humanitarian deployment. Since I have 4 months left to complete the cosmetology portion of the certificate program, what will happen to my VA education benefits while I am on orders? Answer: VA understands there are occasions when students must terminate enrollment due to mitigating circumstances. Notify the school and provide officials a copy of your orders so it may terminate your enrollment. Immediately after contacting the school, call VA and advise the Veterans Service Representative, VSR, that you have been ordered to active duty. This will avoid any overpayment. Valerie Vigil is a Marine Corps veteran and member of American Legion Post 27 in Apache Junction, Arizona. Ask VALERIE at legion.org. On point, the American Legion in Washington. Senate 2327, House Resolution 4627, Afghan Adjustment Act. The Afghan Adjustment Act would provide our Afghan allies with a safe haven in the United States, where they can rebuild their lives and continue to contribute to our country. Letter to Congress from the American Legion and more than 25 other veterans service organizations calling for support, including Special Immigrant Visa, SIV, status for Afghans who assisted U.S. forces and allies in the global war on terrorism. In August 2021, U.S. soldiers and Marines heroically evacuated tens of thousands of Afghan allies who fought with the United States and allies against the Taliban. Since then, more than 70,000 at-risk Afghans have been relocated to the United States, where they have been in legal limbo. Despite fleeing from the Taliban, most of them have had no direct pathway to lawful permanent residency and stability in the United States. Last year, Congress failed to pass the bipartisan Afghan Adjustment Act, which would provide access to a more streamlined and efficient lawful permanent residency process. Without an adjustment act that creates this path, most Afghans would be forced to navigate the backlogged, complex, and paperwork-intensive asylum process. Access to qualified and affordable legal representation, loss of critical documentation and required evidence during the hurried evacuation, and backlogs in processing have created significant barriers that make the immigration process seem impossible. In 2023, Congress reintroduced the Afghan Adjustment Act, but time is running out to grant U.S. allies a path to permanent residency and stability. The Afghan Adjustment Act would allow Afghans on temporary humanitarian status in the United States who submit to additional security vetting and in-person interviews to apply for permanent legal status, establish an interagency task force responsible for creating and implementing a strategy to continue the relocation and resettlement of eligible Afghans over 10 years. Require the State Department to respond to congressional inquiries related to SIV applications or U.S. Refugee Admissions Program referrals. With no operational embassy in Afghanistan, require the State Department to implement an office to review visa applications and provide other consular service for Afghans. Expand SIV eligibility for Afghans who worked with and served alongside U.S. forces, including Afghan National Army Special Operations Command, Afghan Air Force, female tactical teams, and others. The American Legion Grassroots Action Center provides a quick, efficient way to deliver messages of support for the Afghan Adjustment Act to members of Congress. Scan this QR code with the camera on your smartphone or go to legion.org/legislative and click on the Grassroots Action Center box. 412. Items imported from the United States and allied countries on which China has at least a 70% dependence at a value of roughly $47 billion annually. China relies on the United States, South Korea, and Japan for silver powder, which is key to solar panel manufacturing. It also relies on Australia, Canada, and Britain for 86% of its nickel powder and nickel flakes, used to make batteries and electrical components, and on the United States for about two-thirds of its grain sorghum, used to produce the Chinese alcohol known as Baijiu. Bergman and Moore, Camp Lejeune Justice Act. Continued awareness on Camp Lejeune litigation. To date, nearly 100,000 claimants have filed administrative claims related to the Camp Lejeune Justice Act, CLJA. As interest remains high, here are answers to some frequently asked questions from Bergman and Moore, a national law firm that has served as the American Legion's training and litigation partner over the past 7 years. Will an award made under the Camp Lejeune Act reduce my monthly VA benefits payments? No. VA is on the record stating that ongoing VA disability benefit payments will not be reduced by awards received under the CLJA. We are watching this issue carefully, however, as we know how important this is to Legion members. May I file a VA disability claim at the same time I file a CLJA claim? Yes. To file a VA disability claim, you should contact your American Legion representative. To file a CLJA claim, which is a one-time lump sum benefit, you can use the landing page at CampLejeuneLitigationTeam.com/AL or call 800-898-9450. Be sure to let the person you talk to know you are a Legion member. I have a family member who died at Camp Lejeune. Can I file on their behalf? Yes. Survivors and loved ones may bring an action so long as they are an appointed representative of that person. What are attorney fees and costs related to a CLJA claim? We believe veterans shouldn't be charged unreasonable legal fees, especially ones with added costs that can easily amount to over 50% of a veteran's award. The American Legion has teamed up with Bergman and Moore to help members navigate CLJA. Importantly, a legal fee includes attorney fees and costs. B&M's fees costs are limited to 33.33%. Notably, this fee is a hard cap. That means no additional costs will be added on top of the fee. This arrangement is different from many other firms, which charge a set attorney fee plus costs that are not determined until after the litigation. Claimants should understand what their law firm is charging them for representation. What can I do if I have lost confidence in the firm I previously signed and or believe the firm is charging too much? What is the process to change? Firms cannot hold clients hostage. A simple communication in writing is all that is necessary. I wish to discharge you as my attorney in my CLJA claim. Please return all documents I submitted. A response from the firm is not necessary. Rather, a copy of your letter simply needs to be sent to the new firm, which will ensure you will not have to pay the original firm. I am quite ill and may not be here to collect any award if the case drags on. Will my family be able to collect on my behalf? Yes. To submit an administrative claim for a client acting as an agent for another, documentation showing authority must be submitted. A valid power of attorney or similar document conferring authority is required for someone living. For deceased claimants, state law varies on what authority. Small estate affidavit, full probate, etc., is necessary to ensure the client representative is the proper party and has the authority to file suit. The American Legion is committed to keeping its members up to date as the landscape of CLJA changes. Veterans, family members, and persons affected by contaminated water at Camp Lejeune are encouraged to consult Legion-accredited service officers about the lawsuit. If you have any questions about filing a claim, contact Elizabeth Hartman, Bergman and Moore's CLJA liaison with the American Legion at 202-497-7255 or LHARTMAN at vetlawyers.com. USAA, Focus on Finances by J.J. Montanaro. The Gift of a Financial Future. I still remember the conversation my brother and I had around this time of the year when my children were in elementary school. He wanted to be a good uncle but bemoaned the idea of giving my kids a bunch of soon-to-be-forgotten toys. That year he launched a gift-giving campaign of buying stocks instead of transitory toys that is still paying dividends, literally, 2 decades later. While the kids weren't initially excited about the program, when they hit 21 and it came time to reap the rewards, they became believers. As you think about the children on your gift list this year, consider a similar switch. They may react like my kids did, but down the road, I bet they will thank you for your thoughtfulness. Here are 5 ideas as you weigh this approach. Equity ownership. Like my brother did, buy the recipient a stock and maybe even order and frame the certificate. It's never too early to drive home the idea of investing for the future, and giving a stock provides a great teaching opportunity. You can walk into a familiar store or business with the child and let them know they have an ownership stake. Uncle Sam's savings bonds. These old standbys are still available, but not in the paper form I received as a child. Today, you buy the bonds electronically at treasurydirect.gov, and the recipient will need to open an electronic account to hold them. You also can buy I-bonds, a type of savings bond that offers an inflation-linked return. 529 college savings plans. College costs continue to soar, as does the debt load of recent graduates. Fight that trend by setting up or contributing to a child's 529 college savings plan. These accounts offer a ton of flexibility and some exciting tax benefits. Recent tax law changes even allow for unused 529 plan funds to be rolled over into a Roth IRA. Savings accounts. These accounts are a basic building block of your financial foundation. They are not a bad place to launch a child's efforts either. With your own kids, you could set up some sort of matching program to encourage them to make contributions to their own savings accounts. Roth IRAs. This gift only works if the child is older and has what the IRS terms compensation, wages, tips, or self-employment income. But as a long-term project, the potential for decades of tax-free compounding could be attractive. Whether it's one of these ideas or another, you have the power to transform your gifts into something truly meaningful. J.J. Montanaro is a certified financial planner with USAA, the American Legion's preferred provider of financial services. Legion.org/USAA. Woman spends 16 years trying to prove she's alive. Madeline Michelle Carthen has been trying to prove she's not dead for 16 years. As NBC News reports, she learned of her death while applying to a college intern exchange program, when she was informed that her Social Security number was associated with the name of a deceased person. Carthen responded, "What do you mean? I'm sitting right here. I've been at school over a year and a half. How am I dead?" It has been a years-long ordeal for Carthen, who was forced to withdraw from school and has had cars repossessed, been dismissed from jobs, and even been evicted from her home due to her death. When Carthen contacted the Social Security Administration, she was informed that her name and Social Security number had been added to the agency's death master file by mistake. "It got worse," she explained to NBC, "because it went to the IRS. It went to the Department of Homeland Security. It went to E-Verify." Carthen, who has legally changed her name, filed a federal lawsuit against the Social Security Administration, submitted countless documents to the agency, and contacted 4 U.S. presidents for relief. Still doesn't know how her name was placed on the death master file. Change proof, your family's future. In life, change comes quickly. By planning, you can help your family live better in the midst of new circumstances. Goals. Think about goal setting as though you are purchasing a gift for a family member at a clothing store. One size does not fit all in the area of clothes, or for your family and estate plan. Decide the right times and amounts for inheritances to your children, nephews, and nieces. Other goals may include the age for heirs to receive property and reducing costs and death taxes. What do you own? Can you make a list of all the property you own and those with whom you own it? Understanding your property starts with listing all your assets, including savings accounts, certificates of deposit, home, IRA, 401k, and personal assets. Dependents. For parents with minor children, a key decision is selecting a guardian. Minor children also need to have property held in trust for appropriate investment and expenditure of funds. Wills and trusts. Do you have a will? And if so, is it current? Review your will periodically and discuss it with your attorney. Because a will does not provide for your care in a medical emergency, your estate plan should include durable power of attorney for health care and a living will to handle end-of-life issues. Planning for probate. Upon death, a person's property must first be used to pay bills, expenses, and debts. The probate process specifically applies to assets transferred under your will. But many types of assets are transferred through means other than wills. All parts of your plan need to work together to prevent, among other problems, expensive, heart-rending fights among your heirs over property. For questions about estate planning, contact the Legion's Office of Charitable Giving at 317-630-1225. Planned giving at legion.org or legion.giftlegacy.com, where you can also sign up for the Planned Giving e-newsletter.